International Prayer Lessons, Weekly Home Study Lessons on Prayer, by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Prayer lessons are available at www.internationalprayerlessons.com. Listen now to this week's International Prayer Lesson, Lesson Number 2, from the Believer's Secret of the Abiding Presence, Chapter 2, The Omnipotence of Christ. Matthew 28:18. All authority, power, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Before Christ gave his disciples their great commission to begin that great world conquest of bringing his gospel to every creature, he first revealed himself in his divine power as a partner with God himself, the Almighty One. Their faith in his divine power enabled them to undertake their work in all simplicity and boldness. After they began to know him in the almighty resurrection power that had conquered sin and death, there was nothing too great for him to command or for them to undertake. Every disciple of Jesus Christ should desire to take part in the victory that overcomes the world. But, in addition to desire, he will need time, faith, and the Holy Spirit in order to come under the full conviction that he is to take part in the work as the servant of the omnipotent Jesus Christ. He is to literally count upon the daily experience of being strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. The word of promise gives the courage to obey implicitly the word of command. Just think of the power of Jesus Christ that the disciples came to know here on earth. And yet that power was but a little thing when compared to the greater works that Jesus was now to do in and through them. Jesus has the power to work with the strength of Almighty God in his most feeble servants. He even has the power to use their apparent weakness to carry out his purposes. He has power over every enemy, every human heart, and every difficulty and danger. But remember, Jesus never meant his power to be experienced as though it were our own. Only as Christ Jesus, as a living person, dwells and works with his divine energy in our own heart and life, can we have power in our witnessing as a personal demonstration. Only after Christ had said to Paul, "My power is made perfect in weakness," could Paul say, what he had never learned to say before, "When I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Only the disciple of Christ rightly understands that all his power has been entrusted to him to be received hour by hour from Christ. The disciple of Christ will feel the need of his power and experience the power of that precious word. "And surely I will be with you always, I, the Almighty One." The practice of the presence of God. We hear daily about sin and misery in the world, but we should be surprised that there is not more, considering the malice sinners are capable of perpetrating. You must pray for them, but do not worry and fret, since you know that God can remedy the mischief. To strive at the submission God requires, watch attentively over all your passions and emotions, especially over those that mingle with your spiritual life. God will give you light regarding these if you will truly desire to serve him. You must always be governed by love, without selfish views. You must resolve to make the love of God the end or purpose of all your actions. Learn to pick up even a straw from the ground for the love of God, seeking Him only, and nothing else, not even His gifts. Resolve: I will engage in a religious life only for the love of God, and I will endeavor to act only for Him. Whatever becomes of me, I will always continue to act purely for the love of God. Do not place your sins between God and you. Place your faith in Christ as your Savior. Do not put your faith in yourself or in your actions, but in Christ, and you will pass your life in perfect liberty and continual joy. Dear Father, I pray to you in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and I confess my sins to you and ask for your forgiveness through His death upon the cross in my behalf. I love you and long to serve you with the best of my ability, but my ability is as nothing compared to your great power. The great need for the gospel in our world overwhelms me. Oh, give me your strength and power, love through me, that I might do all for you and others to the glory of your kingdom and your name. Amen.